One morning, walking up the steps of the state house, and he stopped, turned around, looked, and walked back down. He'd forgotten going back out of habit, I think.
Skillet? Oh, is that right? How did he get that? Do you have any idea?
He was on the Purdue special that was wrecked on the way to Ireland. Several people were killed.
Right.
The game was ruined.
Did you know Lewis Lou Lenemuth?
Know the name, I can't.
He was the police chief.
Oh, Lindenmuth.
Uh-huh.
Lindenmuth.
Lindenmuth.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me.
He was a police chief in there. I can't remember when he was chief.
Well, he was chief during this time.
This time, yeah. I was thinking Brandon was, but he was earlier.
You remember a lady by the name of Clara Link? She would have been a court reporter, probably.
I probably knew her.
Okay. Tobe Miller. No. Tobe.
It doesn't strike a responsive chord.
Okay. Lee McTernan, by any chance?
I remember the name. Is he a lawyer?
No, he's a farmer.
Farmer.
Did you know a Clara Newhart?
Can't remember.
James Ogden.
James Ogden. Mm-hmm.
Attorney General. What sort of chap was he? Did you know him that well?
Never knew him well. I can remember him and what he looked like.
What did he look like?
Well, I mean, I can visualize him. He was
big, small, medium,
average height, I'd say, and well filled out. I've seen him in action, but I can't remember much about him. I don't think I ever was beyond a speaking acquaintance with him.
Did you know Garl Peterson? Police officer.
Yeah, I'm about to say police, but yeah. I can't really remember
him. Yeah. Okay.
But the name just struck me as a...
What about a fellow by the name of Verley Pettiford?
He was a police, colored police officer.
He may have been. He owned a pool hall, too, somewhere. I'm not sure exactly.
Well, he might not have been a police officer. There was a Pettiford on the police force.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But I don't think...
I think that's right. Herman Pontius.
How do you spell it?
P-O-N-T-Z-I-O-U-S.
Pontius. No, it doesn't.
Fern Powers.
Vern or Fern?
Fern.
No.
Okay. Do you remember anything about a guy by the name of Sate Pulley? Mm-hmm. Does that ring a bell with you?
He was an American.
Yeah.
And I think he was a constable at one time. And I can't remember whether he was on the county council or commissioner, or commissioners or not. Salathiel was his name.
Salathiel? About a Dr. James C. Ross. Joe Shin. He was the head of the state police. Did you know him at all?
No.
Okay. Did you know Tom Shipp or any of the Shipp family?
Oh, I knew C.C.
Excuse me?
C.C. Shipp.
C.C.
He was in the eating and ventilating business and had got all the school board contracts and new schools and was supposed to be by the commissioner. That was what the papers suspected always. C.C. Shepherd. He was always defending himself against the newspaper story.
Where was his place of business, do you know?
No, I don't remember. But I don't know whether Tom Shepherd was his son or not. He was an elderly man when I first remember him.
Did you know a fellow by the name of Oliver Smith? He was a carpenter, maybe. Did you know Orlando Stout? He was a coroner. He's from Upland.
I don't remember.
Earl Stroop, does that ring a bell with you?
The name's familiar.
Okay.
Sounds familiar, I mean.
Chester Timmerman, I asked you about, didn't I?
No, you didn't ask about him.
With the Indianapolis police.
Oh, yes. Yes. His son is a photographer, I believe, for ELLI.
Uh-huh. Was he a big fella, Timmerman? Do you recall?
The father? No. He was more slender and not average height, maybe. I knew him well at the time, but I can't think too much to tell you.
Charles Truex.
Yeah. Charlie was a two-fisted Irishman on the police force at Marion. And he was always in trouble. I remember, he'd catch a couple. Diddling back at the billboard, and they tell about him going once. What are you doing there? Oh, I said nothing. And he said, "Well, get off and let me." Another time, a Negro named Monroe France, who was a very happy type, ice deliveryman. He got enraged at some other Negro and shot him with a shotgun, killed him. The word was flashed out to all the police by word of mouth. They didn't have radio then to be on the lookout for him. And Truax was on the public square, and he saw France there with his shotgun. He walked up to him and said, "Hey, France, hey, Rogue, give me that gun. Let me see it." Rowe handed it over to him, and Chief suspended Truax because he didn't draw his weapon.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. If he'd drawn his weapon, France probably would have shot him.
Johnny. Oh, he was quite a fella, huh?
Yeah.
Frank Turkey?
Tukey.
Or Tukey? Is it T-U-K-E-Y?
Yes. Another one of my neighbors. He had a cigar store on the south side of the public square. It was a hangout, sort of a hangout for a lot of loafers. I don't remember much more about him.
Where would that have been?
On the square?
Yes.
It was nearer Adams Street than Washington. It was in the half block west from Adams Street on the south side of the square. I think it was about the second door west.
Okay. Merle Wall.
He was an attorney general or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, deputy attorney
general. Deputy, yeah.
Merle Wall. Lillian Ward. Sturgis Watson, or Sturgeon Watson.
The name's familiar, I can't place it.
Orville Welles?
School?
No, deputy.
Deputy, yeah.
Sheriff.
I don't remember.
Okay.
The name's beginning.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I just want to get out of your way here and kind of recap, maybe. Let's see. You were up there then to just a few hours from about possibly 11 until about the next morning.
Early, yes.
And then you didn't go back after then at any time.
Not on,
on this
business. All right. And we didn't run around as much in those days. It was harder to get places to. So I didn't go very often.
Right. Okay. Well, I tell you what, when you're doing something like this, you'd be surprised at the things that...
You don't get much in a lot of places, but you get a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting because, see, when you're trying to describe something to someone, there's two generations of people out there. Now that you mention it, you see, I remember having ridden in cars where they had the sparks and the accelerator up on it. But that's been years ago, and I was just a kid, but I remember seeing that, you know. Well, I was born in 1935, so see, there's two generations.
The Model A had come along before it came along, I think, in 1928.
Well, you try to set someone down now and write something for them to read and make them understand that you got in a car and had one to go 55 miles an hour, which was very, very fast at that time, and that you had levers on there. Well, they don't understand that. So when you mentioned about putting the rubber band on there, I had just been talking to Spuds Bernal that I asked you about the other day, and Spuds was telling me about the spark lever on the car, and I had not thought of it up until that time. Then you just mentioned putting a rubber band on it to hold it, and I can remember him doing that.
I have a gas lever like that on my Ford tractor.
Oh, is there?
It's a 1950. I'm saying that it was a late 50.
A late 50, yeah.
And I finally figured out what that meant. It didn't mean it wasn't any old, probably meant to change models and then see. I figured that out not long ago.
Well, let's see, you got one of the Tiger pictures back here.
Yeah, that was in Audubon magazine.
Has it?
I have a book of pictures of this particular Tiger that I've had at the zoo. I should have just